Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Sick Wing Wednesday, bro. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 590 The Fan KFNS. My name's Tim McKernan. I guess it's the seventh year in a row I've been voted best. Thank
By
you.
By your dad.
Still was voted best.
By your papa.
Still the best.
Okay.
And Doug Vaughn is here, I guess. Seems like he's...
I'm here.
He's back.
Yeah.
One day off.
Charlie Marlowe. And so that means this is your last program today for this program.
I've been told if Kat's flight schedule works out as planned, he will be back tomorrow morning.
And we have two shows. Doug, tomorrow we have two shows. That's awesome.
Yeah. Great. It's always great. It's always great to wake up about 4:30, 4:45, mm-hmm. work for the radio station for 3 hours, go and work 8-9 hours of TV, and then go do another two, three hours of radio and get home 10:30 or so. It's just fabulous.
Yeah.
Great exposure, though.
Yeah. It's great exposure.
Well, I'll say this. It's better than being unemployed. I shouldn't complain. So I won't.
I feel like you're weaving into a live read, but I don't think we have an unemployment sponsor.
Well, no, but now that I'm employed, I can have myself a mortgage.
Ryan Mortgage.
When I want one, I call a fellow by the name of Ryan Mortgage.
Nice Jack.
Did you hear about this the other day? Doug by accidentally called Ryan Kelly Ryan Mortgage.
I kind of like that.
But I like it better.
Too.
That should be his name.
Too. Ryan Mortgage. You'd think everyone would have refinanced by now, but you know what? They haven't. I was talking to Mr. Mortgage about why those people haven't refinanced yet, and he said one of the biggest reasons is they don't think their home will appraise high enough. I can't get out of this house. The house is not going to be worth enough. Well, you stop your worrying. Home values are skyrocketing all over the area, so maybe even if you haven't tried in the past and your house didn't appraise high enough, maybe it will now. Plus, Ryan Mortgage closes loans all the time without needing an appraisal. So do yourself a favor, give him a little jingle, see what he can do. He's helped tons of people, including me, twice. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why you want to go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of this show. Without him, mm-hmm. we would cease to exist. Can you imagine what the market would be like if we weren't on?
Yeah, the market would be just fine. Maybe better. What? Maybe better. There'd be less violence. We'd be a cleaner, more friendly, welcoming
state. Dotem, did you see Dotem's tweet this morning? You follow him?
No, I don't, and didn't see it. Nope.
Kind of a good tweet. Kind of set the stage for a Wednesday, I
felt
like.
Suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, but this was just him on the Twitter tweets, and he has like 2,200 followers. He has a lot more followers than like hosts in the market. Let's see what Dotem tweeted out. TikTok.
At Joel Osteen?
No, absolutely not. Although he does sometimes tweet at the Osteen family proper.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of at Bryce Chandler bottoming Papa Joe Simpson haiku, carve a landing strip, part my hot matted loin fur. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, tasty waste.
Oh, God, that's just
spicy pube meat.
Oh, my
Why
goodness.
Why are you saying things like this?
Well, you tweeted it at Jessica Simpson's dad.
Why?
Who allegedly had an affair with Bryce Chandler Hill.
Okay, that wasn't that years ago? Why do we care about that?
Get ready. Here comes a butt plug. Oh, no.
Plowsy. You played that on yourself.
Self-promotion. It's smart. Build your brand.
That's not much of a brand.
How's Doug's colon? Thanks.
It's fine. Clean as a whistle.
That's nice. Charlie was asking about your colon in the commercial break. What were you talking about?
He was.
Well, I was wondering how often you're supposed to get the colonoscopy and also the prostate exam. And Doug was telling me, what, every 10 years?
Every 10 years if there's no problem.
For colonoscopy.
Oh, that's it? Really?
But then every year, right, for prostate, once you turn 50?
No, it's sooner than that.
Well, depending on your family history, if you have a family history.
My doctor said I think like 43 or 4. And it can be sooner than that if the family has a history.
Well, yeah, he said 40 for the prostate.
Oh, I thought you said 50.
50 for the colonoscopy. That's when you're supposed to get them. Prostate, you know, some guys go in there daily just to kind of make sure that everything's okay.
Oh, to get their prostates milked?
I guess.
It's hot.
That hurts a whole lot more than the colonoscopy.
Please explain.
But it's like a good pain, though. It's like oh, it yeah,
nothing
this is
good.
Familiar.
It's not absolutely
yeah,
nothing
like,
good about it.
It's like when you stretch out your hamstrings. It's kind of it painful, but it's a good
right,
pain.
Right.
It doesn't feel anything at all like that.
Milk me, boy.
My doctor and I are legally married in 7 states.
It's hot. Super hot.
It's really not that hot.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Then I guess your marriage is not hot.
It isn't. No, it really isn't.
Doug, you wanted to know about PetroMart because they sponsor Kelly Chase's appearances every Thursday here. Start all your pregame festivities at PetroMart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of PetroMart's stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. PetroMart, clean, fast, and friendly. Charlie, why are you trying to take a look at my computer?
I heard Lisa Ann was on.
She is.
Oh, I was just curious when she was coming on. That's it.
Oh, you criticizing my ability to
no,
read point?
I was just wondering.
Bob, I think you are.
I
felt
was
like
wondering.
You're trying to, like, Jameson Listen. Looked over at my computer the other night, and Anna Marie goes, "What's he doing?" I said, "Good thing I didn't have browsers up."
Yeah, I have a big question though for Lisa Ann because I need a flex spot for my semifinal.
Well, let's get Lisa Ann on. She's brought to you by DBs.
Oh, there's no open anymore.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh.
And it's not brought
to
my TVs anymore.
Brought to you by
you should be critical of my
Insular. We love them.
Where's the open?
They're not sponsoring it. I guess the sponsorship ended in November. I don't know.
My bad.
But that's bad point running by me. So you should be critical of my ability. Hi, Lisa Ann. We're talking about prostates and brazzers.
And also, I really like the drops, like butt plug coming. Like where you get these drops are amazing. The craftiness.
That's the plowboy. He's the best in the business.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. I love it.
People have actually said these things on this show.
I get it. I get that you've saved them because somebody actually said them.
Yeah. Well, the guy playing the drops is the one playing drops of himself. That's so meta. It's so meta. Lisa Anna, how are things? Are you in Los Angeles? You sound like you're in LA based on the clarity.
I am in LA, and you know what's great? I love setting my alarm clock at 5:15 to get up so I know I'm super awake to chat with you guys. And I always put a post-it on my phone so that I don't hit snooze wondering why would I be getting up at 5:15 on a day other than Friday. Yeah. So, but I get it done somehow.
So you're up? Are you now up for the day? Or you
I am up for the day. I have a conference call with the Netherlands. We do those on Skype whenever I do my international business.
A conference
business.
Call with the Netherlands?
The Netherlands.
Doug,
the company.
Do you have any conference calls with any nations today?
No. What the world's going on there? What's happening?
I'll do that Skype at 8 a.m. And what's cool about it is they're closing their office for the day. And, you know, in every country except ours, everyone has a beer or a cocktail at their office before they leave. So normally I'm drinking coffee while they're drinking their closing end of the day beer. And it's always a fun convo.
Oh, good for them. I didn't know that one.
Say convo. You had time to say conversation. Please don't say convo.
Doug's still upset with you being critical of his Matt Forte trade, which cost him dearly this past week. Yeah.
It sure did. Boy, I'll tell you, it seems like everything Matt Forte does rings in my head right now. And how you feeling about that?
That's
Wait a
good.
Second.
That's
Let's
good.
Handle you first. Who are your options for your flex spot?
Now, this is Charlie. And he has, what, Damian Williams?
Well, here you go. And Lisa Ann.
And Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, Lisa Ann. You mentioned the Adam Thielen trade.
Right.
Doug actually traded him to me. I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe he was drinking.
Not that funny.
Maybe he was under
medication. So clearly you're in the playoffs, right?
I'm in the semifinals.
I was too.
He proposed this trade to me, and it was after Matt Forte, and it's a PPR league.
You proposed a trade to me, and I countered it with this. Because I had no running back.
Okay, but either way, Doug traded me Adam Thielen straight up for Matt Forte. I accepted it faster than I've done anything in my entire life.
Did you feel bad at all?
I thought there was going to be pushback from the league that there was like collusion.
You know
collusion.
How I feel about it when you bitched about my trade in baseball.
That was a horrible trade.
What about this? This thing was worse. But
honestly,
if two consenting adults want to make a bad trade, they have every right to do that.
You should have given him another player to get Adam Thielen because it just didn't seem fair, and that's where I could have seen off balance and collusion could have been considered.
I did get one big game from Matt Forte. He won me the game that got me into the playoffs.
And now you're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but knock it off.
But Lisa Ann, here's my problem.
Okay.
I love all my spots except for the flex, and here's why. Because this guy, Emmanuel Sanders, he's basically ticking me off. Okay?
You can't play him. You can't play
him.
You can't play him.
And it's a Thursday game, so my other options are Damian Williams coming back from injury. Isaiah Crowell went nuts this past weekend, but he's facing Baltimore.
Yeah, that's tough.
But Baltimore got pretty broken down this Monday night.
Broken down by like the best offense going.
Yeah,
you know? So
yeah.
It's tough.
But I mean, out of these choices, you can't play Emmanuel Sanders. I haven't been playing him for the past 5 weeks. Damian Williams just concerns me a bit, freshly coming back from that injury. I'm going to take the momentum with Isaiah Crowell. I really am. I mean,
I like
unless
that.
You can find somebody better on the wire, but when it's process of elimination. Emmanuel Sanders is the stud that you would love to play, but Denver has fallen apart. The quarterback situation is horrible, so you just can't. He's got to be out, and it's sad to say, but listen, Isaiah Crowell is a player that everyone talked so highly about at the beginning of the season. It does seem like he comes on stronger later in the season, so you can feel good about that.
I just worry with him. If the Browns fall behind early,
sure,
he's
they're
just
gonna
not
have to
in
throw
the
game,
and it's Duke Johnson time.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. Is there anyone available on the wire?
How about this? I just scooped up Allen Hurns. Questionable. Any upside there? Jacksonville wide receiver taking on the Houston Texans.
Texan secondary is horrible.
Horrible. And you know what? Bortles has been doing more than Bortling. So that's actually a decent option.
Doug, you like that? Bortling?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I'm in the playoffs in one of my other leagues, too, and I'm deciding between Bortles and Derek Carr at quarterback. Not
gosh,
great.
I can't play Derek Carr. I just can't
I
do
can't.
It.
He's horrible now.
He's been the Raiders have fallen apart, so you just can't do that. I would play Bortles.
Okay, whatever. What in the world's happened to Mike Evans? He was my first-round pick. He's got nothing.
I just don't even want to talk about it. Between what Tom Brady did not do on Monday night, Brandon Cooks did not do on Monday night, and then Mike Evans, I got knocked out of a couple playoffs. Very upsetting.
Mike Evans has just been, he's been like a possession receiver this year, and not even getting many opportunities. I had Evans, Amari Cooper, and Julio Jones on my team, didn't even get into the playoffs. In most years, you'd go, oh my God, how the hell did you not get in the playoffs with those guys? But if you watched them this year, with the exception of Amari going off against the Chiefs on Thursday night and Julio going off against the Bucks 3 weeks ago, they all have just had really bad years. And I don't know what's going on specifically with Evans.
Sanu has been a more consistent play than Julio Jones, and I picked up Sanu in quite a few of my leagues. The thing with Evans is, if he's going to have a big week, I mean, he has to have 1 week this season with 100 yards, which he hasn't done yet. I think it could be this Monday night against Atlanta.
Let me ask you this, sister. Theo Riddick, what's a word on the street?
I've been playing Theo Riddick, and I think you can go ahead and be comfortable playing him this week as well. Matt Forte,
Howard or Lamar, Jordan Howard or Lamar Miller, Rex Burkhead. Those are my choices.
Ooh, I do like the Rex Burkhead. Although, could you believe you see James White? Whenever it's the hurry up and James White is in there, you're like, they are trolling our fantasy teams. Everyone played Rex Burkhead this week or Dion Lewis. No one played James White. James White gets in the end zone. That helped nobody.
Ryan.
It's a fickle mistress.
Boy, it sure
clip
is.
That off.
Fantasy
like that.
Football.
Well, how
fickle
about,
mistress.
Lisa Ann, how about the fantastic game between the Ravens and Steelers where Pittsburgh, all the fantasy studs go off, but then I'm watching and people that have Alex Collins on their team, all of a sudden they're in the I formation, and apparently now Buck Allen is Mike Allstott, and he's a fullback, and Buck Allen vultures two, like, one-yard touchdowns.
Yes, yes. It's so mean. It's so mean. They're just trolling us, man. They don't want us to just be happy with our fantasy picks.
I like that. A lot of questions coming in the text inbox, 855-282-8255. Your questions for Lisa Ann. Hey, Lisa Ann, I had Wentz, and now my only options are Tyrod, Trevor Siemian, Marcus Mariota, and Flacco. Help me. That's from Colorado Cam.
Colorado Cam's going to have to go with Flacco. He's on fire from last week, and yeah, I think he can get it done against Cleveland. None of those other choices are going to make him feel good.
Rivers or Prescott? That's from Ulysses.
Ooh, Prescott
S. Grant.
Going against the horrible Oakland team, right? But Rivers is just on fire. I'm going Rivers because that should be a pretty good shootout in Kansas City.
Doug, this one is asking about playing Aaron Rodgers. I mean, isn't that a no-brainer to play Aaron Rodgers?
It is a no-brainer, unless you have a more solid option, because when you look at a situation like this, look, we've seen players come back too early. It's too bad, because Green Bay was really just starting to get into sync without Aaron Rodgers, and I'm hoping that Aaron Rodgers is smart enough not to come back early, but what happens if he goes in there, takes a hit, and he's out in the first quarter? Then you're stuck with no quarterback, so this is one of those those things that I want to hear more about how he practices on Friday. I want to hear more about the updates from all the beat reporters and gather all that info. And it's, you know, it's something you really got to take into consideration. This is a really important week. He could go in there and run the table, and he could go in there and be taken out.
And Lisa Ann, that's my issue in my my other league, my standard league. I have Ben Roethlisberger projected to get 20.6 points in that league, and I have Aaron Rodgers projected to get 17.6. I think I'm leaning, just for this first game, to go with Big Ben over A-Rod.
I would say Ben as well. Did you play Ben last week and take advantage of those 500-plus yards?
Absolutely.
I had him
on
my team.
He threw the ball 66 times. I mean, that was an unbelievable showing. This week they get to be at home. We don't know what happened in New England on Monday night. That game was almost hard to watch. I think that two things could happen. New England could come back and play like monsters, right? And it could be a really high-scoring affair. But this is an Antonio Brown game for me for sure. So I think Ben's going to have monster points. You can't expect 500 yards, but you can definitely expect over 300 and four touchdowns, because I think they'll both throw for four touchdowns this week.
What can I expect from Cooper Kupp? What's the straight skinny?
Cooper Kupp, let's look at this matchup. I mean, who are your... Seattle's falling apart, but Russell Wilson's playing so well, but the defense is so bad. Who are your other options?
Oh, I got Mike Evans and Sammy Watkins and Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan, did you play him this week?
Yeah,
what a dud.
I did on that team that lost.
You got two teardrops, right? No points at all,
and
right?
And Greg Olsen, too, who got zero.
You can't play Greg Olsen.
Well, isn't he a broadcaster now?
No, he was playing. Oh, I watched the pregame show. He's never felt better. Boy, he's raring to go.
He was in the booth the week before for Fox. You're trying to start him?
You're a farce, bro.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp or Sammy Watkins is really your decision, right? I'm going to go Cooper Kupp in this one.
Okay.
Lisa Ann, should we... I know we already talked about it. Should we bench Mike Evans, though? I have Dez Bryant and Mike Evans. Dez Bryant... at Oakland, and Mike Evans taking on the Falcons Monday night. And it's kind of what you said, though. You know that this is the week you finally bench Mike Evans, and he's going to catch nine balls for 120
and
score.
Against Trufant, I would imagine that could help. But the Falcons have been pretty decent when Trufant's in there against the pass, especially since they've been playing better over the last few weeks. I don't know. Evans has been so consistently bad this year.
Yeah, and Dez just got into the end zone and felt that feeling again. I really think that he's finally clicking with Dak. They've got one more week to hold on without Zeke. So you're going to play Dez.
How about the weather, though? If it's another huge snow bowl in Buffalo, you got Jarvis Landry. Will they throw the ball at all in a wintry condition game?
Here's the question. Can Jay Cutler have two good games in a row? That's what you need to ask yourself right now. Can the Cutlet have two good games in a row?
The Cutlet, I like that.
Well, I got that from the show The League. Did you guys used to watch that show?
Did you watch the show The League?
Great show. No.
Loved that show. No, loved that show.
And his wife was on the show a bit, right?
Yeah, and I've actually interviewed her for the new show that she has out, Legion.
Kristen Cavallari?
Oh, you mean the Cutlet's wife was on the show? Yes, I'm talking about the wife from, Kristen Cavallari. Remember they stole the...
They stole the baby milk.
Doug, they stole the baby milk.
I didn't see the show, no.
Yes.
Guys, did Cooper Kupp cuck Goff and his lady or not? We've all been wondering. That's who Cooper cucked.
That's good. That's really good.
Well, what's the situation? Because you are a cut correspondent. What is...
I'd say, are we talking about because he lived with him during the offseason?
Yes.
I would say that's just a nice gesture amongst teammates. Now, in a couple years, when Cooper Kupp makes his money and he's still is shacking with the Goffs, then we can readdress the situation. But right now, there's no cuck situation currently.
Thank you for that update. That's very exclusive information
got Lisa.
There.
Yeah, he's very good on cuck correspondent work. Did you get a chance to talk to Keisha Gray last week? I know you said you were going to. I didn't know if you had a chance to.
I have not yet. I'm waiting for her agent to get back with me with a
that
time
Derek?
That's suitable.
No,
Derek? I would never call him. I would just go behind his back. He's so mean. He's so mean.
He was upset with us one time, too.
Who's that?
Oh, over what?
Well, we talked about on the air, we had, who do we have on?
Doug, who do we have on?
I don't remember.
It might have been Keisha.
Is it Blair's Bananas?
Might have been, but we said we need to get you into town for one of our TMA events, and he heard about that and said that we were wrong for asking her. We need to go through him, and we need to get people on.
OMG, that's hilarious. Well, I will tell you guys this. I decided that I was going to toy with that man a little bit. You know, we have a past, a very bitter past. I sold a business to him that he refuses to pay me for, and he's
still running the business. Well, that's a problem. Don't you have any recourse?
I do. I do have recourse, and you know, I'm working on my recourse. He runs a very shady operation, so it's a tricky endeavor nailing him down. But I decided this year at Exotica, his booth was right across from me, so I thought, you know what, Lisa, why don't you wait till Sunday when all of his minions are packing up the stuff and he's back somewhere where you can corner him and you can have a little face-to-face with him. So my moment happened. It was around 4 o'clock on Sunday. He was sitting at this corner spot on his computer. I pulled a chair in between him and the exit of where he could leave. And I looked at him and I said, you know, you still owe me that money. And I said, here's the funny thing. He goes, well, you could take me to court. I said, you know, court is just not fun. I'd rather see you in jail. And if you remember, I worked for you for a year. I know every single illegal thing that you do. I said, I want you to know that I think it's totally reckless that you can sleep at night knowing that I have all of your secrets and you won't pay me. I said, just think about that. Just think of it. He was so annoyed. He was so annoyed that he couldn't get out. He was even more annoyed that no one was around to stop this conversation. And he just stared into my eyes. And I said to him, you know, I'm just having a business conversation with you. One respectable business person to another. He looked at me. He goes, well, I don't respect you and I'll never respect you. And I said, well, you know, I was kind of throwing it to left field by saying I respect you as well. But now that we're at this point, just so you know, I know everything. He just looked at me and looked scared, and I walked away laughing.
Wow.
OMG, what
it was
do?
Fun.
What does fella do?
Well, he's not paying me the money. And so
how much
he's
does he owe you? Can I ask? Is a public
$22,000.
$22,000.
Yeah. Sold him the business for $25,000. He made a couple payments. Then he was just like, you know, I don't feel like paying you anymore. I was like, is that because...
Is there a contract?
Yes, there's a contract.
Well, then...
Yeah, we're but he has his businesses in all these different names, and it's all this crazy, like how you find the person, like it's kind of like a scavenger hunt of say, and it's just more fun to turn somebody into the authorities.
Oh, he's done that many things.
Drama in the valley.
Yeah,
Drama in the valley.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He actually takes the girls, right? He tells them they can't get their checks made out. He can't get their checks sent to them. So when they leave set that day, all the checks go to the office. Then his woman actually goes to a check cashing store that she has a side deal with, and she illegally cashes their checks that are in their names. So she signs all their names. And then she makes sure they do it that way so they can't not pay their commission. That's not legal.
Well, Doug.
No, you wouldn't think that is.
No, that's not legal.
Yeah, all
and that's just the beginning. So I just wanted to rattle him because he's such an annoying tool.
Ooh.
And he bullies the girls so much, and he bullies everybody that deals with the girls, like you guys. It would help her to come into your radio show. She would enjoy it. You know, it might be her choice to go do a radio interview, but he feels that you should have to go through him.
Hey,
really?
Lisa, our listeners have enjoyed your segment so much this year, and we used to do, and I don't know if we're still doing it. Doug, you may have heard, I don't operate the radio station any longer, but people are asking about our AFC-NFC championship party, and I don't know if we're doing it. So let me ask you this, and maybe this is a conversation that would need to happen off air, and if it does, then that's completely fine, and I respect that.
Would we have clothes on?
Doug?
Wow.
I usually do.
Just because I'm saying off air, I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of like, hey, you want to walk down this back alley with me? You know, like, whoa.
Oh, my word.
Better question now. Do you want to have clothes on for this meeting?
But what I was going to ask, and Doug, and you can discuss the clothes thing, but what I was going to ask is, would you come to St. Louis for one of our events? And then, of course, the question is, how much would it cost for you to come to St. Louis for that? For an appearance, Doug, I want to make that clear.
Really think I would charge you guys. We would just work out our travel. And, you know, I might have miles and be able to throw them in for my flight.
Oh my God.
I'm not tripping. We've had a great rapport.
Well, now that's a game changer. I was thinking, okay, probably, I was kind of doing the math in my head. I'm going, it's probably going to cause this. And then that's, at this point, the radio station, I'm going to go to the radio station ownership and say, hey, would you mind spending X in order to have our friend fly into St. Louis? And they'd go, hell no.
I got to tell you, I've had such a great response from your listeners. I love talking to them on Twitter.
How about that
it would be awesome. It would be awesome for me to come there and meet some of your people and really have a connection in person. Bring some books, sign some books out for your people. Yes, let's do this.
I think a TMA Live now is starting to look like we have to do this at the Yankee Stadium of Hot Shots. But we would pack the place. I've had friends say that if you came to town, they would bring their wives to meet you. They would bring
fantastic.
Their wives to meet you. Isn't that
Let's
nice,
do
Doug?
This.
That people consider it a family event?
Well, everybody plays fantasy football.
That's
now,
right.
So why wouldn't they?
That's right.
Maybe the first five in the door get a flashlight from Lisa
Ann. Okay, Plowsy.
Good idea.
Yesterday on Reddit, somebody had put a fleshlight on their exhaust pipe and started their car. It was this whole
threat. Yeah, that's on the fan page. I saw that on the fan. I think Manchild 70. Didn't Manchild 79 post that thing?
It's amazing, isn't it? That thing is so durable. I felt like, wow, that's amazing.
Who's currently the fleshlight girl? Because that's kind of like the, you're wearing.
There's
the,
a ton of them now. Oh, so, really? You know, there's a lot more now. There's a new person in charge that's bringing on a ton of girls, but it's still the original girls are like me, Sasha Gray, who I just spoke to the other day.
What's she up to now?
She's doing great. You know, she's doing a ton of writing and art exhibits, and she's living a very fabulous life.
But she doesn't do Stag anymore, right?
She doesn't. And also Jenna Hayes, who I still talk to. The reason we're all getting together is because someone has actually made a knockoff of our fleshlight areas, right?
No.
And they are trying to sell these. So the girls came to me because they know that I'll gather the paperwork, get us a lawyer, and make sure that we could tackle this. But the girls were upset. And I said to them, guys, you got to find the irony in the fact that somebody wants to knock off our, you know, our woohoos. Like, come on. No one else in the workplace can say this. I mean, come on, you know, have some fun with this. And then we all started to laugh because it looks like the exact same one. And I said, well, whose is it? Because mine doesn't look like that.
Would you be creeped out if a guy came up to you, and it's probably happened, and said, hey, I got your fleshlight? Does that creep you out, or are you like,
not at all?
Really?
Listen, if I was an athlete, I'd be endorsing sneakers, but clearly I'm not an athlete. So this is what I can endorse. I think it's great. Remember something. Women have had thousands of toys to choose from for years, right? So we have this incredible collection. Why should we be freaked out if a guy has one or two things?
That's a great point.
I would think, too, that would be an industry that a lot of people would try to make fake fleshlights. Because obviously the guys that buy it have never had sex with any of your girls. And he couldn't try and say, that's not hers. He wouldn't know.
But you can't say it's real if you didn't mold the girl. There's so many stipulations. Like, I've already looked into all the terminology that I need with my lawyer to make sure that we can get this squashed.
A lot of litigation, sister.
We're also registered and trademarked, so you can't use our likeness and our name. But it's, to me, it's more offensive that the thing is not attractive, okay? That's what's bothered me about it. That's the only reason I want it off the shelf. I don't care if somebody's making money off this. What's it, 2 cents? Come on, they're not selling a ton of them. But I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm just appalled at what it looks like, so I would like it off the shelf.
Doug, get those fleshlights off the shelf.
I think Dillian
the knockoffs, not the real ones. The real ones look beautiful. They look exactly like us. They're molded, they're carved, there's photos taken. I mean, it's duplicate.
Yeah, when I was at the AVNs, what year was that? 16? I think it was 2016.
A couple years ago.
And the fleshlight blimp was flying over the audience.
I love it.
And it's kind of like the Goodyear blimp back in the 1980s. You knew you were at a special event.
Yes. Yes, it made you feel like we have arrived in life. There is a fleshlight flying above us.
Flip that off.
I love it.
Lisa Ann, real quickly, who is your fantasy football, my DraftKings value? So it has to be a 12 o'clock central or 3 o'clock start, and the player has to be under, let's say, 4,500. Who is the value play? Last week, and you've hit most of the weeks. Last week, you didn't necessarily hit. Steven Anderson was a disappointment. Troy Williams a disappointment. But you've hit like 90% of the time, and you're making our listeners money. Who do you have this weekend as our value play in daily?
I think Dak Prescott is going to throw that ball all over in Oakland. So I think Cole Beasley will finally shine.
Cole
and he has
Beasley.
Not shined much this season. Remember, Cole Beasley was the stud of the Dallas Cowboys last season. And this year he's been a little bit absent. So his price has gone down a lot. And with Jason Witten getting into the end zone last week, I think it's time. I think it's time for Cole Beasley.
Cole, that's actually a nice play. I bet he's probably like 4,000 too.
Less than maybe. I haven't even looked yet.
All right, there it is. Cole Beasley, Doug, for your Millionaire Maker lineup, go Cole Beasley.
Okay.
Thank you.
But just when you win, don't quit your job. Just stay with us because we need you at our events. We need you to be in the radio. Like, you can't win that million and walk away.
Okay.
I don't.
And you also need to share it with us.
I would run away.
I would put a little in everybody's stocking for the holidays. That's what I would do. A little taste. Maybe a little $10 bill in everybody's stocking after taxes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't even have to say thank you.
But then we'd have to pay taxes on the $10.
That's
so we'd only get like $7.
Yeah, you get a $10.99.
And also promise me this. When you win the million, you'll start joining all of the sites. I'm hoping everyone's New Year's resolution this year is to pay for porn. That's what everyone's New Year's resolution should be. My New Year's resolution is to pay for porn.
What do you think the best stag site is? What's the one that... Because you're not tied to anything, so you're not gonna give me something that
you know. I think probably everybody loves Brazzers the most because they do those really fun trailers. Now, listen, as a viewer, Brazzers is awesome, but I will let you know as a talent, it's a nightmare because you might shoot those trailers for 18 to 20 hours before they even let you shoot your sex scene.
Really?
So the you're on set.
Isn't the sex scene, don't you take the trailer from the sex scene?
No, they shoot a whole thing where you're like outside, really? You're going to do this, then you're going to be inside, you're going to do all those little segments you see that build up this beautiful trailer. They all take time. They might take 3 hours to set up the next room where you want to shoot something that's going to take 10 minutes to shoot and then move to the next thing. So it's kind of like, would you have to tell someone, I don't want to be on set for 20 hours? I think that's a conversation that the talent shouldn't be having. I think the talent should be getting paid one day to shoot all of the trailers and maybe a smaller amount, of course. And then they should get to come back the next day when they're fresh and shoot a really good sex scene.
I approve that. Yeah, I see Tegan Presley making her comeback, Doug.
Another scene today. How exciting.
Yeah, we'll get together after the show and we'll all watch it together.
Okay, you can write your thumbs up reviews. Where you gotta go?
I gotta go to blues practice. You kidding me?
I mean, this is more important.
Well, I agree with that. Hockey, we're right in the middle of the hockey season. We got a heck of a club here.
It takes 5 seconds to join browsers.
5 seconds. So just change your life.
I'm pressed for time, fellas.
All right. At least, Ann, it's always wonderful. And now that you say you're going to come here for free, my God, this could turn into the morning after event of the century is what
it
could
be. Let's make this happen. You know how to reach me. We'll get this going.
This is incredible. Lisa Ann, we always enjoy it. Thanks, sister.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Best guest we have, Lisa Ann.
Fantastic.
How about that? I mean, you got fantasy knowledge. I got fleshlight knowledge. And everybody's talking about this Tegan Presley scene. So I feel like we did our job.
I'm taking your advice. I switched and I put Isaiah Crowell
into
my...
And you didn't offer him as one of your
flex.
Your choices when we were talking about it. But yeah, I would take it. I do think Emmanuel Sanders could go off and you could be kicking yourself. But I mean, there's nothing you can do. You got to play the odds. And I'd go Isaiah Crowell. The tough thing is, like you said, is him and Duke Johnson split touches and you don't know there.
I don't know what to do with Mike Evans still.
God, I would bench him. I was thinking about benching him in my final week where I had to win to get in. He's just been, and then I watched Jameis and he was terrible. It's a mess. The whole thing, they got O-line problems, no ground game, the mess. Doug, when can we get our meeting to mold your love? Calendars are filling up with holiday parties and the like.
Probably a wrong number.
Serious question, though. Look, if you could
serious. I mean, that's serious. I know it's going to be the most ridiculous question you'll answer of the day.
Because going off that conversation, if that could happen and a product could be molded after you, but you would make, let's say, $3 million and you could just, boom, retire right now, would you do it? You get, or is there a number? $10 million.
So you're asking if what the Doug's price is for him to mold a fleshlight?
Basically.
Why would I have to mold one? I have one right on my camera. Got a flashlight on my camera. Off.
I'd do it for $100.
A Plowhawk fleshlight.
Yeah, I mean, it'd only take probably an hour to mold.
Can you imagine how many of our audience would get those for their wives for Christmas?
None. I'm sure is
great holiday gift pack.
By the way, whatever
it's not
happened?
A good holiday gift pack.
Whatever happened to Plowsy with selling one of the?
I'm all on board. Even more so than ever.
You were going to sell a testicle for $40,000?
Yeah, maybe the price. I don't know what the price is now, but I'd take 25.
Would you?
You know, if it was a bartering thing, I'd take 25. But 40 sounds better. I'm still on board, Chuck. Your question.
Is to pay off your college debt?
I probably would use it for other things, but yeah, I'd pay a little chunk.
You still have student loans?
Yeah, not too much though. Just
that damn price of college.
Yeah, I know it.
The interest keeps rising, so it's like just when you think you're there, bump back up.
Thanks, Obama.
What a ride.
Doug, Reyka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Skull, that's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. Iceland is home to Reyka Vodka and Charlie's Honeymoon. Jack Reyka is crafted in small batches from pure Arctic spring water, and then it's filtered through lava rocks for the cleanest tasting vodka on the planet. The distillery is located just outside of Reykjavik and runs on 100% geothermal energy from volcanoes located on the island. It's Reyka Vodka, made of Iceland, the official vodka of the Morning After. Please enjoy Reyka Vodka. Responsibly. Do you know anything about the STL tax man?
I do, and as I might have some IRS problems of my own or issues if I had listened to my advisors to tell me to buy this Bitcoin stock, which was only up 440 points yesterday. It's up 222 points today, and the market's just open. a lot of people are in this Bitcoin thing and making a ton of money really fast, and they got to know that that could lead to some IRS issues. If you've invested heavily in Bitcoin or other virtual currencies, the name you need to know is Mark Milton. Do you know the IRS has asked a federal judge to force Coinbase to turn over its entire list of Bitcoin account holders? Why, you ask? Well, equipped with this information, the IRS may begin targeting taxpayers who have not reported their Bitcoin gains on their tax returns. If this message is giving you heart palpitations, you need to contact Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Do it today for a free consultation regarding your Bitcoin-related tax issues. Mark Milton is a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. He's got all the answers for you if you run into any issues at all with the IRS. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Gateway Buick GMC Studios, that's where we are, and that's where we have been for years. Gateway, the sponsor of the studios on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I-270 and McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway Buick GMC with 37 service bays?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you're on the road quick, fast, in a hurry because they got it all figured out there. Gateway Buick GMC is proud to announce they are the only dealer in the area. One of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they are a certified elite service department with their certified GM technicians working in a 37 service bays to get you in and out and in a hurry on the road. Get ready for winter with Gateway's fall care offers. They're always ready to meet or beat any tire price in town. Buy one, get one free on wipers and more. Take advantage of their free shuttle and fleet on new loaner cars. It's Gateway Buick GMC, stlouisbuickgmc.com, or call 888-865-9419. Gateway, the right way. I think that pause helped.
Yeah, very dramatic.
Plowboy says, Lena, Lena, nummy, nummy, nummy? Or is it nummy, nummy, nummy?
Lena, Lena, or nummy, 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 Lena, Lena, Lena.
That's what it is right there.
Lena's Pizza has earned the Plowboy's seal of approval, and it's the rage on the fan. Charlie, have you had it yet?
I have. We got one a couple weeks ago, and it was fan
It really is good.
Very good.
I do like that Lena's Pizza, and a lot of you will have friends and family coming into town. They want that taste of St. Louis. Well, Lena's is the only one with real Provel, and I would recommend highly to have them in stock at home over the holiday season. Lena's Pizza has been flying off store shelves, so stock up before hungry relatives raid your refrigerator later this month. Frozen pizza has never tasted this good before. So if you haven't tried Lena's yet, then I sincerely suggest that you should. Like Plowsy says, nummy, 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 Lena, Lena. Lena. That's Lena's Pizza. Lena. That says it in the copy, too. It says, that's Lena's Pizza, Doug. That's what it says in the copy.
That's now their official slogan.
It's good za.
Nummy, 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 Lena's, Lena's, right. Doug. Okay. I've still not have any.
Why not?
I haven't
why don't you support the sponsor?
Well, I'd like to.
For once.
I'd like to. I need
get some za.
Pizza. Okay.
Have the kids over.
Well, they're already there.
Yeah, so feed them.
Well, I do feed them.
Give them some za. What do you do? You order pizza?
Sometimes.
Why don't you go to the grocery store, pick up some Lena's Lena's?
Well, don't tell me what to do.
But why don't you do that?
Well, maybe I will.
What other brand are you buying? You got a side deal or something?
You buy whatever's on sale.
Why don't you buy Lena's?
Well, I probably should.
They're helping pay your salary.
I think I will.
Nice, Charlie. Good for you.
Jeez, man.
I just haven't tasted it yet. Do they have social?
God, I was at a holiday party.
Christmas party.
Thank you.
With my,
we can say Merry Christmas again.
My girl
Trump's the
and I was in a conversation with this guy about frozen pizzas, and yeah. I brought up Lena's. And he said, oh, yeah, my favorite's Jack's. And then I ended the conversation.
He got up and walked out.
Why?
It's just, he didn't know, so I understand, but you don't bring up Jack's. See, you
not
just
in front
don't.
Of you, you
not
don't.
Not in front of me. No. Nope.
Well, did you set him straight?
I said, you should try Lena's, buddy. I got to go take a pee.
Did you go into the slogan at all?
The right way to handle the situation.
No, I did not give him the nummy, 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 Lena, Lena.
Well, maybe that would have changed his mind.
My goal is to one day see Plowsy on a television commercial on Fox 2 being the spokesperson for Lena's Pizza and saying nummy, 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 Lena's, Lena's
I can see it happening.
On TV.
I can see it happening.
Yeah.
The return on investment Lena's has experienced from advertising on this show, I think, could fund a television campaign with
and
the
And it'd
plowhog.
Be so cheap to pay me. So, I mean, I would work really cheap.
You would do it just for
great,
pizzas, wouldn't
great
you?
Negotiator. Yeah. All right, here's the deal. Just give me like $6, okay? How about that? Okay, five. How about $5?
He would do it for pizzas. A dozen pizzas a month, he'd do it, I guarantee it.
Oh, wow. A dozen a month, that's a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow, I'd be...
Can you eat the entire pizza if you sit down for lunch?
Oh, I was saying Alina's buffalo chicken yesterday.
You eat everything.
Wrapping gifts. Oh, yeah.
I could put down a 12-inch. Are they even 12 inches? Are they 12-inch or 10-inch? Because Lexington Steel's 12 inches, and I feel like...
Yeah, then I think the Lena might be a 14, because that Lexington Steel video I saw looked to be a little hair under Lena's.
We'll say hair.
So maybe a 14, but I don't know the dimensions.
I had never watched Weeds before, and I needed a program that I needed to binge watch. I'd never seen Weeds. It's 8 seasons.
Kevin Nealon, who is in studio with us.
Yes, he's pretty funny. But Lexington Steel is in like 3 episodes.
He's a wonderful man. Doug is Syracuse grad.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's full frontal.
Who he is.
In Weeds, yeah.
Okay, so what? Why would that interest a fellow like me?
Well, he walked up to the table for lunch and just hanging there.
Wow.
And the guy serving the hot dogs was coming.
Doug,
bring that up.
Doug, what questions are you going to ask the Blues this morning after a tough loss?
Who's big for you going forward? I mean, now that you lost this last tilt, who's big for you?
A lot of opportunities. Watch this. Sobotka!
Yeah, he missed a wide open cage.
Sobotka.
Well, I don't think we'll call him on the carpet for that.
Andre Vasilevsky?
They're
Vasilevsky.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Stopped all 32. Stood on his head, if you ask me.
Right. Bit wooden nickels, did all that.
They tried to go up top where Mama hides the peanut butter cups?
Yeah. They're without two of their Mount Rushmore of skaters.
Nice.
Their Mount Rushmore would be Tarasenko,
nice.
Shin, Schwartz, and Petrangelo.
That's fair.
And they're without two of them. So you try to beat the best team in the league without half your Mount Rushmore. Go ahead. See if you can put together a squadron.
Charlie, go ahead.
Hey, it was a close game. Headed to the third there. One zip. You have some opportunities, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to cash in on those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy, that's good advice.
Thank you.
The Cardinals have all kinds of holiday specials going on right now, starting at just $79, and they're on sale. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. Anytime I do this spot, I go, yeah, that really is the best holiday gift you could pot. Assuming you're living in St. Louis and you have a Cardinal fan that you want to take care of, these are the best because it's super easy and they would love it. And that's the name of the game. It works for you. It works for them. I call that a good deal. Think about what I just said. It works for you. It works for them. I call that a good deal.
Right?
Okay. They have the bobblehead pack, and this 5-game pack features 5 great weekend games, including popular bobblehead giveaway dates like Carlos Martinez mystery hair bobble, opening day Hall of Famer in car bobble, and Dexter Fowler bobble, and more. And then there's a Cubs pack, Cubs, and more Cubs. This 5-game pack includes tickets to 5 Cardinals-Cubs games in the 2018 season. It's all on there, plus other packages, at cardinals.com/holiday. That's the move. So do it.
Do it, bro.
All right, it's time for the Hot Shots email.
Okay.
Oh, my back hurts. Oh, Charlie, working out after the show?
I'm probably going to take a nap and then
that's
come
what
back,
all the greats do.
Do the midday grind, and then I might work out after that. Might. Keyword might.
I don't know if it's from the yoga or what's going on. I wonder if it's going to impact the torque on my club head speed.
Your back sore now?
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday I did yoga for the first time, so I was wondering if I would feel anything, and now I feel my back. Ugh. Oh, I might have to go to one of those hand job houses.
This is because you were in yoga class and you tried to match the movement of Mia Khalifa?
Mia Malkova. Up next on the TMA art auction is a vintage Playboy double issue previously owned by Iggy Strode. It's in relatively good condition, although pages 55 through 58 and also 66 through 72 are stuck together, undoubtedly from many nights of furious self-pleasure. Mm. There are also little dog ears on pages 54 and 65 from where Iggy memorized the stats of Tara Reid and Jamie Edmondson. We'll start the bidding at $6. Anybody at all? $5. Literally none of you want this. Okay, Iggy, you can have it back. Bait away, good sir. And the last item of a bid, brand new from the Walgreens Take Care Clinic, an original picture of the inside of Doug Vaughn's colon. Mm. The picture is in pristine condition, and if you look in the bottom left corner, the nurse practitioner has signed it. You have a breathtaking colon, sir. We'll start the bidding at $5,000. We got 5. Okay, now 6. Now 7. Now 8. Boys, this is a hot item. Many of us have dreamt about it, but we don't have a picture. 8. Now 9. $10,000. A pic of Doug's pink stocking will make a great stocking stuffer. $10,000 going once, going twice, sold to the man with the nipple tassels. Congratulations. And what's your name, good sir? They call me Nipples, Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
That required acting on my part. I thought it was good. I thought it was very good.
All right.
Great job.
Thank you. Hey, Doug, this email's confirm your Airbnb reservation for August 10th, 2018 at Bryce C. Hill's Majestic Chateau off the 6th Green. Just a few ground rules to consider before checking in. Number one, no parties or smoking crack rock in the house. Number two, please respect the furniture. If you feel that you have to power top a burly Hoosier, please do it in the comfort of your own shanty. Number three, the plumbing is a bit dated. So if you feel you have to drop a moist steam bomb in the toilet, feel free to use the owner Bryce's freshly waxed boy chest instead.
No.
More rules to come. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000, a.k.a. corn loaf sandwich artist.
Awful.
Tarlet. Just couldn't be worse.
Tarlet.
Tunnels 12,000. I'm disappointed in him.
Guys, Plops here. Doug, glad to have you back after you let a man spelunk down your butt cave. When I'm in the mood for a colonoscopy, I go to this guy who operates out of a kiosk at South County Mall right next to Timberfake's t-shirt printing stand. It's called Butt Dreams, and they also pierce ears and sell vape. The doctor is a real good showman.
Good.
It's not that good.
Once he gets you... You tipped ass over elbows, he always says, here comes the submarine. And he makes motorboat noises with his mouth. Guys, you should see it. He sounds like a real motorboat. It's unreal. Mm-mm. He uses good old-fashioned chloroform to relax you, and sometimes will just flat-out surprise you with his customer service. I woke up 2 weeks ago after he snaked me, only to find that he had bedazzled my entire back door so that it looked like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer winking at me. I gave him a 4-star Yelp review. Couldn't give him the whole 5 stars because he definitely stole my wallet while it was out, but I felt the value and service was on point. Thanks, Doug. That's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Guys, I'm not one for schadenfreude, but I can't help but chuckle every time Doug complains about missing out on the Bitcoin train. You should have bought in years ago, Doug, like me, a perfectly normal man who coincidentally hoarded a virtual currency during a time when its only use was for sex trafficking and purchasing organs. First bump to Iggy, or fist bump to Iggy, that's from the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Doug, these are some Airbnb listings.
Okay.
Mother-in-law suites, Milwaukee, $35 a day. This charming apartment is above the garage of hardware store owner Howard Cunningham and his wife, Marion. The rent is reduced because the previous tenant, Arthur Fonzarelli, had a habit of turning on the lights by banging on the wall below the switch plate, causing faulty electrical and significant damage to the drywall. The space is in close proximity to the Schatz Brewery and a local diner teen hangout called Arnold's. That sounds like the...
Sounds like Happy Days.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Well, Long Island, New York, $100 a day. This is another mother-in-law suite located over the garage of psychiatrist Dr. Jason Seaver and his reporter wife, Maggie. It's in pristine condition, other than a few scratches on the floor left by their son, Mike, who enjoyed wrestling with his friend, Boner, and a homeless street urchin who looked like Leonardo DiCaprio. Seaver's asked that you please leave the Bruce Springsteen posters and memorabilia in place during your stay. Thank you. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Boners to bone, right?
That's right. Boners to bone.
Independence Day speech.
Morn, this is our final email.
Okay.
Morn, I procrastinated again this year and I'm in desperate need for some last minute toys. Strappies, dillies, plugs, beads, etc. Used is fine, just run them some bitches through the dishwater. Thank you. Tis the season for butt stuff. Brian in Arizona.
It's awful. Just awful emails. Brian in Arizona.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today.
I don't know
Show
that I can vote
got.
For anybody in that group.
A lot to choose from.
I don't know that I can vote for anyone in that group. I guess Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Man, I like two. I like the Plops here and the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. I think I'm going with Plops.
I'm going with Plops as well. Congratulations, Misty Plops.
Dang,
you have shipped
damn it, Lucas.
The Hot Shots email of the day. Frank's up next. He does a real show. And it's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS.